This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. The House Judiciary Committee voted to send articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump to the full House Friday. We get details from AP's Ben Thomas.
It started a long time ago, probably before I came down the escalator.
President Trump claims Democrats have been trying to set him up for impeachment for years, but he says it's backfiring.
The polls have gone through the roof for Trump. Because people, especially with independent voters, and especially in swing states, I could show you numbers that nobody has ever seen numbers like this before.
Count Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal among those not buying it.
We're going to win the election if Donald Trump is running.
The Washington Democrat says it's not just impeachment charges, but disrespectful behavior and cruel policies that she predicts will do him in.
Those policy differences are for the election. If he ends up running, I believe we'll win.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The United States and China say they have agreed on the text of the first phase of a trade deal that will avert further tariffs. We get the details from VOA's Steve Herman at the White House.
Trump calls the agreement phenomenal, telling reporters America's farmers will have to buy larger tractors because agricultural purchases by China very soon will total $50 billion.
It's going to ultimately lead to the opening of China.
Some Democratic lawmakers are criticizing the agreement, saying China is not making any hard commitments to structural reform. Author and commentator Gordon Chang sees history repeating itself.
Here we go again, trading real things for promises the Chinese will just dishonor.
China's government says Trump should now roll back some of the tariffs on $360 billion worth of Chinese goods. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
You can always find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA.